There you are. Good job sneaking out. No one noticed you leaving, right?
Some were sleeping, and some were already out on hunt, so I think we're good. Let's go exploring and see what we can find. Smell an intruder.
Huh? Is that the human you smelled earlier?
It is.
He's a bold one, approaching this area. Didn't he hear our pack howling?
I don't think he fears us. He must not realize how close he is.
Impossible. I can smell his fear.
Hey, human! This is our place! No one step closer, you'll get in trouble. Hey, no one else is here. We can do anything we want with him. Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Yeah, but don't tell anyone. The rest of the pack would just ruin our fun. He's done for.
I don't think he's seen us yet. We'll just sneak right around this tree and...
Got your neck, human. That was easy. I mean, it would taste good. How is that? How does it feel being pinned down by a wolf girl with razor sharp fangs and claws? Does it frighten you knowing you're completely at our mercy?
Stop scaring him. He's gonna scream.
No, he's not. In response to danger, prey will display one of the three responses. Fight, flight, or freeze. This one's a freezer. He's almost paralyzed with fear. What's that? Are you too scared to say anything? Relax, human. We aren't actually gonna eat you, right?
Right. You have a tent off somewhere, right? Let's go to your tent. And no screaming, or you won't like what happens next. Just be nice, quiet, and obedient for us, and nothing bad will happen.
Let's be honest, his scream would probably just alert our parents, and they'd start lecturing us again. Stranger danger, D. Humans have weapons, D. Stop running off on your own, D. Stop playing with your food.
Ah, see, you did it again. You scared him. You're lucky that he's so nice and quiet, or we'd already be screwed a long time ago.
I'm sorry, it's just, we have to ruin our fun all the time. Wait. You, do you actually think we'd eat a human?
Of course he does. He's probably never seen wolf girls before.
Dude, we're not actually wolves. We're not that feral. It's the feral ones that actually eat you. We wouldn't. That would be like at least 50% cannibalism. Yucky.
That's right. We're not as tame as dogs, but we can be if we want to. And if you want us to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Take us to your tent and we will show you. Wouldn't want the rest of the pack seeing this. We'd become a laughingstock of the group.
It's a nice night, isn't it?
The moonlight always looks nice.
Oh, come on, breathe. It's fine.
Okay, so just lay there and relax, and we'll do whatever you want.
But only if you scratch our heads and call us your good girls.
A bit of subtlety would go a long way, but what she said. So what are you waiting for, human?
Thank you.
Your smooth human hands feel so nice on her fur. A bit more behind the ears would be better. Oh. Oh. That's the spot.
Me too, me too.
Don't be afraid to use your nails a bit more. We've got a lot of fur covering our skin, so it's not gonna hurt us. There, that's even better.
This is great. We need to get a human who can do this for us all the time.
You're right, but how would that even work? There's no way they'd let us. We just have to enjoy this while we can.
Trust me, I'll think of something. So, what do you want us to do in return, human? You don't know? Come on, don't be so scared. We just want to be your good girls. We see how much love you humans give to your dogs, and we want to feel what they feel. Is that so hard to understand? I know we're not dogs, but we're close enough, right? And like them, we can actually understand your language.
Exactly. Dogs come from wolves, remember? And wolf girls came from... where did we come from again? It doesn't matter. The point is, just be a good master, and we can be nice and tame for you, okay? Until we have to go back home, that is.
We'll just do what we think you'd enjoy until you can think of something. Also, can we call you Master?
The human body is interesting. Almost all of your hair grows here, by your head. And you're so dependent on clothes to not freeze. I already knew all of this, but it's even more interesting up close. Running our paws over you just feels so different. But in a good way. We're not hurting you, alright?
But your skin is so smooth. At the same time, you guys have these mini canines.
An animal which is both prey and predator. Curious concept.
So, why did you come here anyways? Didn't you hear how close the howls were? What? You got lost?
And what a place to get lost.
Don't you guys have maps? No, but you have phones? So, why don't you just use that then? Bad signal, huh?
And you thought going even deeper into the forest would fix this? Ah, so you saw a clearing. But that clearing is where we live. You know what? I have a sneaking suspicion that we might be able to show you the way.
If?
If we get more head pats.
Come on, just pat our heads, please, and we'll show you the way in the morning.
And?
And call us your good girls.
Yes, I am a good girl, aren't I? Say it again.
I'm also a very good girl, right? A very good girl who deserves lots of head pats.
Hey, I have another idea. Sit still, human. This might feel a little weird at first, but I promise you'll like it. Just lay there, still and relaxed.
We're doing that? You sure?
If he won't say what he wants us to do, then we're just gonna have to try things we'll think he likes. And this thing? No one can resist it.